So the question is this: how do thought leaders, school dropouts, former and current students find out what's next after they do or don't cross that stage? If you want to know the secrets to starting the career or business of your dreams, getting paid whatever you desire, and discovering what you do the best with the least amount of effort, then this is the right podcast for you. I'm Sean Anthony, and this is School's Over. Now What? The podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Sean Anthony. And listen, we are back at it. Not only are we back at it, we're back at it with a solo episode, but perhaps this might be your first time ever checking out the show. So let me tell you a little bit about what we do. Each and every single week, we have continued to bring you an inspiring person or a message. That's right, fam. A message that's truly going to help you, whether you are trying to climb that corporate ladder or perhaps elevate your business and your brand. But most importantly, everybody on this podcast has answered the question we've all asked ourselves at some point in our life, and that is, school's over, now what, right? What do we do? And because of you, this show has continued to grow, has continued to be at the top of the charts, and you already know how I like to kick this thing off, and that is with the review of the week. So if you're watching us right now on YouTube, I'm pulling it up. Check this out. So let's get into it. It comes from Jazzy C. And Jazzy wrote, "This podcast changed the game for me. Sean helped me to find my message and what I do best without any effort. This podcast inspired to make a move now and bring that message to the world. I share this podcast any chance I get." Listen, Jazzy C, listen, I appreciate you, fam. And perhaps right now you are listening to us or you're watching us on YouTube and you've been inspired by this show, right? We brought a guest on, or perhaps we've given you a message that's truly helped you. And if that's the case, all we ask is that you scroll to the bottom of your screen right now, scroll to the bottom of your screen, click that 5-star rating and leave your review. It's helped us do tremendous things. All right, now let's get into it. So I said, okay, out of all the episodes we do, I always make sure each and every single month you guys get at least 2 solo episodes, because these are the episodes where I can talk to my people. I can come right to you right now and say, hey, this is what you need to really focus on and really work on. And a lot of people right now have forgotten about their goals. We are already in April. Before you know it, we'll be at the end of the year. So I wanted to give you a message on how you can get realigned with the goals that you once, you know, set for yourself back in January. And I wanted to give you a strategy, because a lot of times we talk, but the visual, the ability to see what our goals are, can change the game for us. So I want to tell you right now, I'm going to tell you some apps that I use. Like, these are things that I use to make sure I'm not forgetting about the goals I want to hit. And number one I want to tell you is this app called Pick, Play, Post. That's right. This episode is actionable. I'm going to give you the game. I want you to download this app called Pick, Play, Post. But most importantly, I want you to think about what is most important to you in your life. And I know you're probably like, yo, Sean, why download this app? Listen, I'm going to break it down for you. I want you to think about these 7 things I'm about to tell you so you can get realigned for the year. Where do you want? And I want you to think about your mind, body, soul, family, friends, business, and money. I like to call it the 7 equities. Where do you want those 7 things to look like a year from now? Now you got it. I want you to think about, what do you want those 7 things to look like 3 years from now, and rank them in level of importance to you. So for some of you listening right now, it might be your mind, it might be your body, maybe you want to lose weight, or perhaps, you know, it's your family, you want to spend more time with your family. And for others, maybe there is a number in your business that you're striving to get to. I want you to find the picture that represents what is the most important to you. As you have this picture, right, I want you to go back to this app you just downloaded, Pick, Play, Post, and I want you to save it. There's a watermark feature on this app, and this is what I use till this day. And in order to use the watermark feature, you're probably saying, okay, I don't have a logo, or I don't have a picture I want to use. This is fine. Because now what I want you to do is go towards your notes section. Go towards your notes section, and I want you to write down each and every single month so you can get realigned back to your goals. What are 3 to 4 things that need to happen in order for you to reach this month's goals, right? So whether, you know, if you're talking about your getting your body to a certain, you know, a certain body fat or a certain, you know, weight level, you might want to say work out 3 to 4 times a day. Or perhaps there's a course or something you want to create and you need to get a little bit more information. So you might have to research twice a week to obtain the information you need to present that course to the world. Whatever it is, it could be spend more time with your family who's not even near to you. And you might say, you know what, 2 times a week, I'm going to do FaceTime calls. So as you have this note section where you wrote down these 3 to 4 things, I want you to then take a screenshot. Take a screenshot of that note section and then go back to Pick Play Post app. And then I want you to change the watermark to the screenshot of those notes. Once you have this, you can save the photo. Save this photo and make it your home screen photo. Because as you are chasing your goals, what we find out about 2022, there have been a lot of distractions. Whether, you know, you're somebody who's still listening, you know, to the noise of what's happening in the world, whether it's politics, whether, you know, it's mask mandates, there's a lot of distractions happening right now, but you need to be focused and committed to what you want and what you want to happen. And by having this as a screensaver, you are now touching the nearest thing you're keeping on with you at all times. Like there's probably very few places you go without your phone. Right. But now you're keeping your goals aligned with you. You're keeping it where the point where you can see it and you can make things happen. This is one of those actionable things that can move the dial for you. Because here's the thing. When you're chasing a dream, when you're chasing success, there aren't a lot of people who will be rooting for you. And sometimes you have to be your biggest cheerleader. In order to be your biggest cheerleader, you have to be accountable for the goals that you want to see happen. And this is a way to do it for you. Guys, I hope you are taking this and applying this information because I wanted to give you something tactical that you can implement right now for your business, but so that you can get realigned on your goals for this year. Les, I hope you are excited for what's to come because there are so many different things we're going to continue to do with the show, with the podcast, and I want you to be tuned in. And I know a lot of listeners right now, if you've been following the journey since June of 2018, you may have the idea of wanting to create your own podcast. You've been listening. You've been following me on Instagram. You're like, you know what? I want to learn how to do this. I want to impact others and get out my voice. Well, right now, if you haven't seen, scroll to the bottom of the show notes. We are now taking open enrollment. That's right. I'm going to be working with a select few to teach them everything I absolutely know about the podcasting space so that they can elevate and impact others. Hit the application, apply at schoolsovernowwhat.com/academy. And let's realign your goals and make this thing happen for you. For those of you who've been listening, check us out next week with some amazing guests. And always remember, dream it, believe it, go out and get it. Yo, what you think? I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I want to know what you learned. So if you wouldn't mind, would you take a screenshot of you listening to the podcast on your phone right now? Upload to your Instagram stories, tag me at SeanRAnthony_, and then let me know in that Instagram story what is one thing that you learned. I love hearing from you, my listeners, thought leaders, former or current students all around the world. Let me know, and while you're doing this, go inside the podcast app. Subscribe, leave a 5-star review, and a 5-star rating. Again, this helps us reach more people. And if you want to be a part of this mission, helping us change the world one person at a time, it makes a massive difference by you leaving a review. Thanks so much. I'll see you next week. And remember, dream it, believe it, go out and get it.